One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
To read something to you from 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Man, oh man. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse 15. He says, meditate upon these things. Now, I want you to notice something. He didn't say meditate upon everything. He said meditate upon these things. He was talking about certain things, some definite things. He said meditate upon these things. Then he said, give thyself wholly to them. Read the rest. Good. That thy profiting may appear to all. God is concerned about your growth and development. God is concerned about your prosperity. God says, I want your progress to be seen by everybody. Did you see that? He says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself completely to them, that your progress may appear to everybody. They may not like it, but they will see it. The psalmist said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They may not like you, but they can't argue with your success. That's something I like about God. He doesn't care who's watching. He doesn't care. He knows he's big. God knows. He knows he's big. He doesn't care. You may curse him. You may do this. He doesn't care. He made your fingers. Curse him if you want to. He's unruffled. He doesn't care. He knows he's big. And he knows one day you're gonna face him. He doesn't care. He's big. You can say, there's no God. He's not moved. He knows he exists and he knows he's bigger than you. And you know what? That's the way he wants us to be. He wants us to think big. And don't care what anybody thinks. Why? Because we are bigger than they are. I'm a joint heir with Christ. We are big and they are small. Glory to God! You know, one time, and they were pushing some heat on us. You know what I did? I just went into my room. I began to say, I'm big, they're small. I'm great, they're small. I'm successful, they're failures. That's what I was saying. That was my prayer. I said, I'm strong and they're weak. I'm rich and they're poor. Don't worry about your adversaries. I said, I have the advantage and they are disadvantaged. The wicked shall bow at the gates of the righteous. That's scripture. That's the word of God. You know, and you know, getting up like that and saying all those things and saying them, then I got to the pastor and said, greater is he that is in me. Greater. 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 Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. He says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Lava shata kamaya. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ma. Sabalaba yaga da da ba ba ba. Hallelujah. I know who I am. He says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. The word of God is full of power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So here's talking about the lordship of the word. You know, I said, Mark, in verse 32, the 20th chapter, book of Acts, where he said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. And I said, there's a reason why you have to notice where he says the word of his grace. And he says, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. Hallelujah. The word of his grace. You remember back in the Old Testament, he said something to Joshua. Turn to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. You know what he said here? This book of the law, I want you to notice, he says, the law. I want you to mark that. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Hey, did you notice what he said? He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I like to read verse 9 down. Come on. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Somebody say hallelujah. He said, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee. That's not a promise. That's a statement of fact. The Lord thy God is with, is. He didn't say shall be. He is. The Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. He says, neither be thou dismayed. Why did he use that? If everything comes crashing down and looks like you're down, he says, no, you are not out yet. You are not out yet. Don't be dismayed. You are still in there. Just hang on. Because right there, which may be at the bottom of the ladder right now, maybe right in the valley, he says, come on, don't give up. Be not dismayed. For right there, the Lord thy God is with thee.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer.
Set your gaze
on the Word. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ.
He will not leave you down there.
Son of the living God.
You're coming out of trouble.
I believe you died for me.
You're coming out of it.
And God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Ijebu-Ode, 156, Folagbade Road, Arigbagbu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebu-Ode. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.